Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1342, a simple daily schedule for kids during school closures, from a mom of four, by Jen of thistimeofmind.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to ORD. I'm Greg Audino, and this is the show where I read to you from some of the best blogs around that cover relationship building content. So if you're looking to improve some of the many relationships in your life, I dare say that you've come to the right place. Today, I've got another parenting post for you, this time from Jen of thistimeofmind.com. So without further ado, let's see what she's got to say and start optimizing your life. A Simple Daily Schedule for Kids During School Closures, from a Mom of Four, by Jen of thistimeofmind.com. We all just became homeschool moms. And let me just say, my respect for homeschool moms just went from high to through the roof. I mean, how do they stay on top of it all? The answer is this: a simple and sustainable schedule, one that works for the entire family. A good schedule to use during school closures is one that will provide structure to the day while allowing for plenty of flexibility. Now, what that entails for each family will differ, of course. But since it always helps to see sample schedules, I want to share the one we've been using. We're on week two of the one I'll be talking about. And so far, so good. A quick word to the overwhelmed mom. Before we go any further, though, I want to offer a few words of comfort during this overwhelming time. Moms everywhere are feeling the sudden pressure of homeschooling multiple children. But remember, kids all over the country and world are in the same boat, and so are their parents. And once everyone is back in the classroom, schools will course correct. Teachers, the professionals, will help our kids get back on track. It might take some time, but it will all get back to normal. So, rather than worrying about our kids regressing during this temporary period, we should be shifting our focus inward, on making memories and feeling safe at home. Of course, we should do what we can to help keep their brains active. But right now, that will look a little different, and that's okay. Our kids are going to remember this period of their lives, and when they look back, they'll remember how they felt much more than anything they did or didn't learn. Keep that in mind as you move forward, and know that we're all in this together, doing the best we can. All right, now on to our sample schedule. Our daily schedule during school closures. I'm using the word schedule here, but it's more of a routine. It's enough to keep the rhythm and structure to our day, but not held to specific times. To create routines for our days, I love using block scheduling. Basically, we divide our day into 2 to 4 hour blocks to categorize the parts of our day using this template. We're not strict about moving from block to block at specific times like I do when I use it for my own productivity tool. But it still helps us come up with a structured yet relaxed schedule. What's included in this schedule? Whenever I implement a daily schedule, I like to display a copy for my older kids to see. I only include what they need to know so the chart doesn't get cluttered with everyone's routines. Here's what their current routine looks like. It's the basic skeleton of the day. Morning, breakfast, morning routine, piano practice, chore. Learning, learning time, free time, lunch, 30 minutes of reading. After lunch, 30 minutes of outside time, 30 minutes of reading, 30 minutes of creative time, free time. Afternoon, technology / free time, dinner. Evening, clean up, get ready for bed, books / games, bedtime. And for reference, here is what our whole family's daily schedule looks like during these school closures. This one is broken into 3 categories based on who's doing what. Morning, 8 to 10. Older 2, breakfast, morning routine, piano practice, chore. Younger 2, breakfast, morning routine, play. Me, breakfast, help kids get ready, clean up breakfast, etc. Learning, 10 to 12:30. Older 2, school assignments, Zoom meetings with teachers, 30 minutes of reading, free time, lunch. Younger 2, read books with mommy, puzzles, baby and independent playtime, 4-year-old, worksheets with mommy, then quiet time, lunch. Me, books and puzzles with the younger two, exercise slash get ready for the day, lunch. Also, once a week, I do 30-minute piano lessons with my older two kids during this block. After lunch, 12:30 to 3. Older two, 30 minutes of reading, afternoon Zoom check-ins with teachers, 30 minutes of creative time, outside time if weather permits, free time. Younger two, baby, nap, 4-year-old, TV time, 4-year-old, creative time, outside time, and free time with siblings. Me, blog. Afternoon, 3 to 6. Whole family. Free time, technology time, go on a walk, play games, etc. Dinner, family scripture lesson. Evening, 6 to 8. Whole family. Clean up, get ready for bed, bedtime books or family game, bedtime. Notes on our schedule. Here's a little more explanation on some of our activities. Morning routine. This is the morning routine and routine charts that we use. It is so simple, even my 4-year-old can do it on his own. Learning time. The most important thing to me is reading, so that's a non-negotiable every day. Other than that, we're a little more relaxed. The assignments from school can be done in any order, and if they go quickly, they get free time before lunch. I'm not planning on supplementing what they're already doing for distance learning. After all, they're still learning throughout the day with piano, chores, cooking, helping the family, puzzles and games, coloring, and on and on. Creative time. This can be anything. Here are some of our favorites. Building sets, Play-Doh, YouTube drawing lessons, stop-motion videos, coloring, and alone time. This isn't technically on the schedule, but it's something we use a lot. If everyone's getting cranky, then after lunch, everyone has to spend some time alone. They can do whatever they want during that time, but it's an excellent way for everyone to reset and enjoy being around each other again. It works like magic. In the end, everyone's routine will look a little different, but trust me when I say, having any routine in place will make a huge difference for the whole family, especially when we're all stuck at home for the next several weeks. Just keep it simple. And remember, the most important thing right now is the health and well-being of you and your family. We're going to get through this. You just listened to the post titled, A Simple Daily Schedule for Kids During School Closures, from a Mom of Four, by Jen of ThisTimeOfMind.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow-knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And thanks a lot to Jen for helping us do our daily planning. Really some great recommendations here that seem to cover all bases for parents. But don't forget that this planning itself is also a great opportunity to connect with your kids and hear their opinions. So if you know the kids will be out of school for a while, like for summer or a spring break, consider listening to their opinions on this upcoming schedule. Now, they may take some liberties, as children tend to do, but it is a nice chance to meet halfway and get a better sense of what types of activities resonate with your kids and which ones don't. Ultimately, the goals seem to be, you know, making sure that they're learning, making sure that they're bonding, playing, eating well, etc. So if you can hone in on those goals of yours, you can then work with your child to customize how those goals are met. You're setting out what you set out to accomplish while giving your kids the chance to offer some input and be part of the team. Now, surely this works better the older they get, but there are degrees of opportunities to do this with all ages. So that's going to wrap us up for today, everybody. Another one in the books. Hey, have a great Friday. Behave yourself and be sure to stop back in tomorrow for our weekly Q&A. That's where your optimal life awaits.